I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
200 episodes? That's four times the amount of best friends Ramona has. It's a Watch What Happens Live Countess and Friends Roni Super Spectacular with Luann de Lesseps now.
Welcome to Watch What Happens Live's Countess and Friends, Roni's 200th episode, super spectacular. I'm your host, Andy Cohen. If there was one word I could use to describe how I'm feeling tonight, it would be, of course, Giovanni. When we first met my guest 12 years ago, she told us, "I never feel guilty about being privileged." But after years of living elegantly, being cool, and pleading guilty to being fabulous, one should know, never count out the Countess. Here she is, Luann de Lesseps. Hey, Lou.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
I am great. I'm so excited for tonight. We have so many surprises in store for you.
Awesome.
Well, like I said before, 200 episodes is a huge milestone. If I didn't plan a monumental show tonight, I know my viewers would say, "How could you do this to me?" Question mark. So we have a slew of surprise guests coming up later in the show. But before we go any further, I'm going to need Luann to go extremely deep on Roni. There's a lot to cover. Okay, it's time to give me the apple juice. Tonight we saw Dorinda bring up your past brushes with the law, and you felt she was shaming you. Do you feel like she brings this up because she knows it still cuts deep?
You know, I don't think it's about cutting deep. I think it just says a lot about her that she has to make someone feel bad about themselves and shame them in order to make herself feel better. I don't think it's about me. I think it's really more about her.
You came to a truce tonight, promising to never bring up one another's drinking again. How long can we expect this to last?
Well, you know, it's a problem because every time, you know, you bring up the drinking, you know, she gets angry. And so it's very hard to talk to Dorinda about the drinking. I personally don't want to label myself. You know, I've been in a good place and I want to stay in a good place. And my life is not about drinking. My life is about so much more with, you know, everything that I'm doing and, you know, working on music. I'm working on Viva La Diva. It's going to be out soon.
Do you believe Ramona holds Leah to a different standard than the other women in the group?
I think Ramona does hold Leah to a different standard. I think she's tough on Leah. And, you know, when you see how Sonia goes around, I mean, she judges... Ramona judges Leah so much more harshly than she would ever judge Sonia.
Dorinda surmised that Ramona's distaste for Leah is all about the fact that Leah's younger than her. What do you think?
You know, I don't think it really has to do with her being younger. I think it has to do with her being classy. I think Ramona feels like she's kind of too downtown in her ways of behaving. And I don't think Ramona's used to that. And so, you know, Ramona, you know, kind of hops on that high horse of this is how you should behave on the Upper East Side horse.
Sonia discovered the reason for her drunken sailor syndrome is due to a water pill she takes. Do you think this is the real reason she goes from 0 to 60 so quickly?
Well, listen, I have to tell you that we started out that trip and the first night Sonia got, you know, drank too much. It was really bad. And, you know, historically, Sonia's, you know, been, you know, going south on these trips. So, but it's interesting, after she stopped taking the water pill, the rest of the trip went fine for her. So there's something to be said for that.
All right. Well, back in season 5, Luann teamed up with her then lover, Jacques, to quiz Ramona on her own wine. That was so funny. Well, it's Luann's turn to get quizzed. And while I may not have stomped on any grapes for her to sample, I do have plenty of apples. It's time for the Real Housewives of New York Quizzy. Lou, some numbered apples will pop up on your screen with some mystery New York housewives lurking at their cores. Pick an apple and prepare to face their seedy Roni trivia questions. Okay, Lou, pick an apple.
Apple number 3.
Okay, apple 3 is... Oh, Jill Zarin! The OG! All right, Jill Zarin, what's your first question?
Happy anniversary.
To you, where too.
Thank you. Where did my beloved dog, Ginger, and now Bossy, enjoy licking?
Straight on the mouth.
And up the nose, right, Jill?
And up the nose.
Hey, Jill, how are you doing? Can you believe this show made it 200 episodes?
I can't believe it. Congratulations.
Do you have a favorite moment from your time on the show?
Too many. I think season one. Too many. I can't even remember them all. But I keep hearing about him from all the fans. Where? Oh, Morocco. Habibib, how do you say it?
Yahabibib.
Yahabibib. I never could joke.
And Lou rode another camel tonight.
You got to get right back up on that camel.
I have the camel bracelet. I still have it.
Oh, my God. Thank you very much, Jill Zarin, with our first clue. Yeah. Thanks, Jill. All right, Lou, pick another apple.
Let's go with apple number 1.
Apple number 1, we have... Oh, Kelly Caloran!
Kelly, oh my God!
Yes!
Hey, Kelly!
Awesome! Kelly, what's your trivia question?
So, where was I surprisingly filmed jogging?
In the center of the street in front of the taxi cabs in New York.
Iconic. Kelly, do you still run in the middle of the street?
I always run in the middle of the street. I mean, it's like baby carriages, umbrellas, people's cell phones. You have to.
I love it.
And right now there's less people, so.
Yeah, exactly. Kelly, do you have a favorite moment? I'm sure I could think of a couple of your least favorite, but do you have a favorite moment from your time on the show?
I mean, my favorite moment on the show was always with Luann. I mean, first of all, Morocco was the best trip of a lifetime. We had so much fun with our henna tattoos, and when she was riding the camel and almost fell off and, you know, gave me cardiac arrest. But Luann and I always had the best time on and off. Amazing. Great news.
That's great. All right, Lou, pick another apple.
All right, so I did 1 and 3. Let's go with number 5.
Okay, number 5.
Hi.
Oh, Sydney Barshoff.
Oh, my God.
Direct from Quag. Are you in Quag, Cindy Barshoff?
Hey, Cindy. Yes, I'm in Quag. I just bought a beautiful ranch in Quag. No, I migrated. I stepped up, according to everybody. Southampton.
Oh, she's in Southampton. She stepped up. Cindy, what's your trivia question for Lou?
Okay, Lou. What happened in Morocco that Ramona got so mad that I stole?
That you what?
What did she steal?
The hangers.
The wire hangers!
Yes! No but it's wire hangers.
I still haven't given up. They're like, you know, it's personal.
It was the Joan Crawford moment. I love it. Exactly. Thank you, Cindy Barshop. Great to see you. Okay, Lou, pick another apple.
I'm going to go with apple number two.
Okay, apple number two, reveal yourself, please.
Holla!
Holla!
Hey, mama!
Hey, you guys! What's going on?
Hey, Heather.
How you doing, Heather? Hey, Heather, do you have a favorite moment from your time on the show?
Oh my God, there's too many to pick, Andy. Come on, it was all just a barrel of laughs.
Okay, what's your trivia question for Lou?
Okay, Lou, what item did Ramona have delivered to my mountain house in the Berkshires because it wasn't up to her standards?
Oh, the famous air conditioner.
Yes. Hey, Heather, do you still have that portable air conditioner?
No, she took it with her, but I did, after all, get air conditioning installed in the house.
Very good. Oh my God, that is so funny. It was so fun seeing you a few weeks ago in the Berkshires on the show, by the way.
Oh, it was so great. It was really fun to be back. It always is. I love you girls and all your craziness. Keep it moving.
Thanks, Heather.
Gorgeous that night. Gorgeous.
Oh my God. Okay, there is one more apple left. All right, Lou, pick your last apple.
I'm going to go with the last apple, number four.
Okay, reveal yourself.
Hi.
Kristen Takeman.
Hi.
Hey, Kristen.
Hi.
You look gorgeous.
I know.
Thanks.
She's so beautiful.
You guys too. Look at you, Lou. Oh, my goodness. Oh, stunning.
Thank you, honey. Where are you?
I'm actually in sunny Los Angeles.
Oh.
No rain here.
I'm following you on Instagram, and I saw that you posted for my... So now skincare. I love you for that.
Oh my gosh, what a great package. I was so happy to get it.
Kristen, what's your trivia for Lou?
Okay, Lou, what did Ramona accuse me of doing after she threw a wine glass at my face in the lake?
What did she accuse you of doing after you threw a wine? I remember the moment so well.
It was very serious. It was a very, very serious thing that I did.
I think I know. Lou, do you remember or not?
Can't so remember.
I think it was, you got me wet. Why did you get
my
me wet?
Hair.
Yes, you got the hair wet. Yes.
Remember that blowout? Remember she had like that insane blowout for the weekend trip to the, you know, to the Berkshires?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now, one thing we know about Luann is that she likes her men like she likes her eggs, a la Francais. So for the next game, we are bringing back the man who in 200 episodes has sparked more conversation and debate than perhaps any other Roni side character in history. Please welcome the pirate from St. Bart's, Tomas Ribeiro. Tomas, look at him.
Yes. Tomas, I can't.
Such a long time.
Oh my God.
Good evening, Andy.
We love you, Tomas.
He
looks so handsome.
I'm indifferent.
He's very good to see you.
You lost your whole pirate look. What happened?
This was back in the days in St. Bart's. I'm in Miami now, so life changed since.
Wow. You know, I mean, I have to say, I'm looking at him. He looks so handsome and cleaned up. Luann, you're single now. Tomas is in Miami.
You're in the wrong state, Thomas.
I've been focusing on myself. I'm a single myself too, but it's I haven't found the good the perfect lady for me yet.
Wow. Okay. Oh, well. Okay.
You know, Miami's not that far, Thomas.
Yeah, the night is young. I mean, okay, we're gonna play a game called Roni a la Francais. Our pirate will read iconic New York lines in French, of course. Luann, you will guess who said it.
Okay.
Okay, Tomas, what's the first line?
So the first one is, tu ne soutiens pas les autres femmes.
Dis-moi encore une fois.
Qui a dit, tu ne soutiens pas les autres femmes?
Who said it?
You don't support other women. Ramona.
Yes, very good. Right. Okay, Tomas, give us another one.
Which one you want? I like this one. Je vais te dire comment je vais. Je vais très mal, pauvre con.
I'll tell you how I'm doing. I'm not doing well, bitch, from Dorinda.
Yes, very good. Okay, give us another one, Tomas.
C'est good in French. Who said, bon, même Louis Vuitton peut se tromper.
Ah, that was me who said, even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes.
All right, one more, Tomas.
Another one. Je sors tout le temps faire la fête avec JJK and Madonna.
Ah, who goes out all the time with Kennedy, Madonna, Carol Radcliffe?
No, 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 Sonia said that.
No, oh, Sonia did. That. Oh, okay.
Okay, Tomas, let me ask you a question. There's been a lot of debate on the show about whether you and Luann hooked up, whether you two got together. Can you tell us what happened that night?
Should I?
Yeah.
I may surprise many people, but nothing happened between Luann and I. Luann is a great woman with a great soul, and yes, we spent time together, and yes, she got caught on the camera lying in French, but it was more from a. From a good meet. I'm very happy to have met you, Luann.
Oh, thank you, Tomas.
There you go. So, one of the great mysteries
there you go.
Of Roni.
So, I know, Tomas and I did sleep together, but...
Wow. Well, you know what? You had a very sweet first date then with a lot of talk after. I mean, I don't know, Lou. I think when this whole thing ends, you should get down to Miami and look at this nice, clean cut man. Now... I do have to assume that something did happen with you and Sonia. Am I right, Tomas?
Well, something must have happened with another one. If it didn't happen with Luann, I believe, you can't be wrong all the way.
Yes, there you go. Tomas, it is so great to see you. I hope we meet you in person sometime. Come to New York and see us in the clubhouse when this all ends.
Peace.
And we're going to give Luann your number so you can reconnect. Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Au revoir.
Good to see you. Good to see you, Tomas.
Bye. Wow. Blockbuster.
Well, I told you we had a great time. Never slept with Tomas. But we had a good time, and he's a nice guy.
Wow. Oh, my God. Lou.
Jacques is going to be happy.
Jacques will be happy. And, of course, we know what he did with Sonia.
Well, we do.
Lou, Laurel S. from Wisconsin. We got two questions for you that we got a lot of, and I'm just going to go for them. Laurel S. from Wisconsin said, you continually went on and on about your sobriety, and now you're drinking again. Was all this sober talk just for the cameras?
No, I had to be sober because I was on probation, and if I had a drink, I could go to jail. That's a heavy thing to live with. I mean, you know, I think it was one of the hardest things I've ever had to go through, and when I got through to the other side, I really had the choice myself to decide if I wanted to drink or not. And I felt in a good place and I felt like I was back in the driver's seat. So, now I don't have anybody watching over my shoulder except for me. And you know, I got through it and thank God.
Lou, Joe 971701116 wants to know if you did decide to pay Sonia to participate in your cabaret.
Sonia has always been paid to be in my cabaret show, but I have to tell you that from the very beginning, it was a very small show and I wasn't making any money. And I had a director who was really paying the talent. So I wasn't really involved in that, but Sonia got paid like all of the biggest Broadway talent that has been in my show. So yes, Sonia has been paid. And it's favored nations, you know, it's just how Broadway works. Like, you know how it works, Andy. And like I said, from the very beginning, you know, that was the start of the show and I wasn't really making any money. So
quick programming note, tune into Race in America, a movement, not a moment, this Sunday at 10, right after Potomac. And by the way, Luann, congratulations on your new line of skincare, which is called what?
Son âge, which means she looks good for her age. Elle est bien pour son âge. As we're speaking French tonight, right?
I know, I love it. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
For tonight's Moment of Mazel, I wanted to pay homage to the New York women in a way that honored their capacity for comedy and tragedy and Luann's love of the stage. So when I heard about a group that writes and performs musicals based on Roni, I thought the Countess would definitely want them as her and friends. So here with an original musical honoring 200 episodes of Roni, please welcome Dylan Markarel and the cast from the at Roni Musical Instagram account. It is such a funny Instagram account. You guys really have to check it out, at Roni Musical. Check this out.
I know you're feeling lonely in these dark and troubled days.
The world's a scary island and life's not a cabaret.
But your New York housewife's family is with you through it all.
And we've a message to ease your qualms.
And no, it's not about
unbelievable. Follow them, you guys, at Roni Musical awesome. On Instagram. I want to thank Countess Luann and all of our special guests for being here. Here's to 200 more episodes. Go to Twitter right now for our after show. I have another fun game to play with Lou. We'll see you guys.
Megan, it's hot, it's summer, and we are still stuck at home.
And your problem with that is, you know what I love to do from the comfort of my own home?
What's that?
I like to binge watch Bravo shows.
And now you can watch some of your favorite Bravo shows, including full seasons on Peacock.
Peacock is NBC Universal's new streaming service, and it's chock full of Bravo content.
You can stream full seasons of Below Deck, Below Deck Med, Southern Charm, and The Real Housewives of Dallas today.
You can learn more at peacocktv.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. It is the Watch What Happens Live after show. We're celebrating 200 episodes of Roni tonight with Luann de Lesseps. Well, when it comes to acting too Countessy, the New York women have thrown Luann enough shade to fill the Suez Canal. But this season, the Countess is claiming to be Lou and improved. So I want to see if she thinks any of her past actions break girl code with, do you regret it? Okay, Lou, do you regret chastising Bethany for introducing you to the driver as Luann and not Mrs. de Lesseps in season one?
Do I regret it? No, I just feel like it was, I didn't really know this person. I felt like, you know, I was kind of caught off guard. Do I regret it? Maybe. I don't know.
All right. It's fine if you don't, by the way. Do you regret ordering a pizza under the name The Countess while on camera?
You know what? They could not get my name. They couldn't get Deliceps. They couldn't get Luann. So I was like, okay, The Countess. Maybe they could spell that better.
Do you regret showing your awkward date with Court on camera?
No, you know, I don't regret that date. Court is a great guy, and it did look a little awkward, but I don't regret it.
Do you regret running into Ray that night at that party?
Oh my God, I do regret running into Ray. And by the way, he sent me an email apologizing.
Do you regret not going on the Scary Island trip?
I do not regret not going on a Scary Island trip. I dodged a bullet on that one.
Do you regret telling Alex McCord that even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes?
Oh, I do not regret telling Alex McCord Louis Vuitton makes mistakes because those shoes were just bad.
Well, I think I know the answer to this. Do you regret denying sleeping with the pirate even though every sign pointed to looking like you had?
I know, right? It really made it look like I was guilty, but I was not guilty. So no regrets there.
Wow. Do you regret saying she's starting to Dorinda in Cartagena?
Oh my God. I do regret saying she's starting because it just made her start.
Do you regret not inviting John Medesian to your first Countess and Friends show, now seeing the drama it caused between you and Dorinda?
You know, John was always invited to that show. It's just the way it worked out. It looked like that he wasn't, but he was always invited. It was Dorinda that was like, well, no, you didn't invite him to a certain table, etc. You know, we were filming that night, so there was really no place to put John, and he would always had a seat in the cabaret room. So that got misconstrued.
Do you regret not bringing back the truffle fries to the women in Miami?
Hell no. I am not their waitress. I'm not bringing truffle fries. And anyway, fries don't travel well. We all know.
Do you regret any of your statement necklaces?
I do not regret one statement necklace. I mean, the one that sticks out the most in my mind.
Turquoise.
The turquoise when Aviva threw her leg across the room.
Yep. Iconic. All right. Lou, thank you so much for playing. Thank you for 200 great episodes. Check out
thank
Lou's skincare line. For more, click around bravotv.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments. But business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
your favorite coffee shop down the street, to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.